for many grow weary often in well-doing because primarily they don't understand what has been provided for them. For if you would understand the place of authority that has been provided and what I've given you to drink from and to eat from, there would never be an occasion by which the weariness that the enemy is trying to bring would overcome the rest which I'm always providing, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. For I'm more, I'm much more than an oasis. For to believe that there are places just to come and drink and then again go back out into the wilderness would not see me in the light by which I exist. Know this, that what I have created for you is a habitation that you could go live in, come and go in, and whatever he brought, he'd have to come through that habitation to get to you. And as long as you stay in the place where I can renew your strength, know this, that the one that will get weary in his doing will be the enemy, and he'll turn and go another way, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. For listening to him is like listening to yourself. And you've oftentimes not turned him off like you could a switch on a radio or television, because you accepted his invocations and his counsel because you thought that you were thinking it through. But know this, that I gave you an inner witness. I gave you an inner witness that overrides even the thoughts of the mind and the imaginations of the heart. And you are supposed to monitor all things by the inner witness. So know this, that anything that you contemplate that begins to pull you down and begins to pull you away and even causes you to be even more and more self-inspecting to where your strength is derived from yourself and not of me, know this, saith the Spirit of grace, it's not coming from me, but it's coming from a counsel of the world. But if you'll listen to me, if you listen to me, know this, that I am one who renews your strength like the eagle, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Does something in his heart, mainly on you not being able to catch most of the time or a lot of the time the inner workings of the enemy. Because he integrates his thoughts with a lot of your own thinking. And sometimes he'll introduce it right in on the beginning of a trial. He's wanting you to accept a place of less than a place of authority over him, by examining a lot of the facts and a lot of old hat weaknesses. So God is saying he's given you an inner witness. And that's the thing you're supposed to go by. You're not even supposed to go. The highest order is not your own thinking. The highest order is, what is peace telling you? So go get in the Word and think right. Hallelujah. I'll even reintroduce Scripture to you, saith the Spirit of grace. For when you're renewed in the spirit of your mind, and your mind is renewed in the disposition of me coming and anointing you, and you're able to see all things through me, then are you best qualified for my Spirit to teach you my understanding. For my understanding will come with peace, and it'll come with authority. And know this, that I'm always telling you who you are in me. I'm not repeating what he's repeating to you. I'm repeating to you the things that my word says, that I say that you are, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we knew and could really taste where we're going and the permanency of it, we'd fight a whole lot harder for it. Because see, all you can do right now is measure where you think we're going by where you're at and our present experience. And even our imagination is faulted by what will be, by what is, and what we're walking in presently, and it's glorious. But it's like he's told me before, and I heard again this week a prophecy that came out of the prayer center, and he's reminding me that of that right now, prayer center there in Tulsa. Even the enlightenment of your word, the word that you're walking in, and what you think revival is going to be like, it's kind of tainted because there's a missing element that we're not walking in yet, and that's the element of atmosphere, and that's the element of another place in His Spirit that you and I are going to be in that outpouring. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So all you can do now is fight by faith. You see, the toughest part is right where we're at right now. It's the pushing forward. But I can tell you something about it because I can feel it in my spirit. That in that place, you say, is there a word example of it? Oh, yes. In the book of Acts, an atmosphere filled the place that it just caused people to begin to act and get over. See, what he's wanting you to know is the battle that you're waging now in the flesh or against the flesh and against the enemy, it won't be like, I can't promise you that there won't come battles in that atmosphere that we're affectionately causing revival, but the atmosphere will be so charged that the disposition of your mind and the way that you approach things and your overwhelming sense of victory will just override anything that the enemy comes with. That is, if you're walking in it. That is, if it can get inside of you. Hallelujah. So there's something well worth fighting for. There's something, well, he said, be ye renewed in the spirit, Ephesians 4:23, in the spirit of your mind. What he was really talking about, there is a spiritual mind, and you could be renewed in it. Be not conformed to this world, Romans 12, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, one thing about where we're headed, it'll color everything. It'll, the disposition. See, you can look at something now. I can just tell you, you know, whatever aggravated you today, whatever you were short on today, if tomorrow somebody calls you and some lost uncle or aunt or just somebody you befriended one time left you $1 million, the disposition of your mind changes. You don't even know why it changes. It just changes. And anybody that was short at work with you yesterday, you just, my God, it grated on your senses. Today, you don't care. I'm a millionaire. Sweetheart. It don't matter. Even a good cussing wouldn't bother you because you'd be so elated with the joy of that you're walking around as a millionaire. You'd be renewed in the disposition of your mind. It'd have such an effect on you, the atmosphere inside of you wouldn't even matter. And what would grate on you the day before really wouldn't matter. And you wouldn't have... the only thing would be a change is what come into your life. And that's what it's going to be like in the atmosphere. It won't matter what he brings because the atmosphere will be so charged that you'll have more than enough of his glory in that atmosphere to just go ahead, and it won't bother you. It just won't bother you. It won't have any sense. Now, the things that you're fighting, see, the hardest part, and this is where people back up, and they'll back up, and they'll run up against their flesh, and then they'll say, well, I've been here before, and then they back up. See, the hardest part of this whole thing's right now. You forge past this and get past your flesh now. Boy, there's some glory days to come. Hallelujah. You can't even understand the word as sweet as it's going to be understood. You can't even understand his agape as sweet as it's going to be understood under an atmosphere. Any time that you've ever had a good day where the Holy Ghost has fell on you up here and you go home, you know, I hope you've had a few. Where you sup, and I mean, you just feel the presence of God with everything that you ate. And you didn't, you'd almost cry. You pick up a chicken wing and you enjoyed eating it, but you just felt the presence of God. And it just like God followed you around. You went take a nap and God laid you down. God woke you up and the presence of God was in there. And if anybody would have done anything against you or said anything, his presence was so sweet and saturated on you, it just would have been like water off a duck's back. That's what he was describing tonight, even before the revival. If you go into him on a daily basis and find your sufficiency in him, we don't have to wait for the revival to have that. But he's just telling you of a sweet, sweet place. You don't even know how much he loves you until we get over past these days of chaos. You don't even know the realm in which you exist in. There's a shroud around all of us that are fighting revival to keep trying to tell us what we're not. Boy, in the days when our glory is revealed, we're going to feel like David said, you leading me in paths of righteousness. I don't even, man, walking righteous in those days will be the easiest thing you ever did. The only thing is you got to stay in here now and keep going forward and keep forging forward. Stay right now. The best you can do is the reflection of his word and just take it by faith. But there's coming a time, you talking about feeling it? Glory to God. We're going to be like a bunch of racehorses. Feeling it. I thank God for the word when you don't feel it. But he wants you to feel it. If he's got megatons of Holy Ghost up there to be poured out on you, you think he's reserving that for the angels? He wants you to feel it. Hallelujah. Well, I know I'm loved. You don't even know the half of how much you know you're going to be loved. Hallelujah. And we're in the test. Will it get any worse? No, you're fighting right now up against a believability factor of whether or not you can conquer your flesh and you can conquer him. But I can tell you this, if you'll just keep on going, the sweetest days of our life are in front of us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then there'll be people who'll come back in the revival and jump in. It'll be easier for them. The only thing they won't have is the joy of right now fighting through this thing and knowing that you're just calling it in and you're a big part of making it happen. And you know what? When you get in and make it happen, the word says that those who labor among the vineyard, they'll be the first to eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to be here the first day it falls. Hallelujah. Don't these prophetic exhortations just lift you up into a place? See, if I think that this is about as tough, yeah. You're fighting right now against feelings. But man, there is going to be a day of feelings. And it'll be anointed feelings. Hallelujah. Be renewed in the disposition or the you know, you can even take a word now and it'll condemn you. You ever read something from the word and it condemns you, and then God's love comes on you and you just, well, I love that word. It condemned me last week, but now I feel his agape. I love that word. Everything is based on his presence. You dry His presence up out of your life. The Word will condemn you. It'll cut you up. It'll spit you out. You can have... That's why I can't... I couldn't live under... Not that I know Him now and I'm living under a base of love and agape. I serve Him now because I love Him more than anything else in the world. And I'm giving my life to Him. But I really don't know, and I really wouldn't want to have a whole lot of, He's going to kill you, kill you, kill you. Well, the sinner may be under His wrath, but it's not even in the way that a lot of preachers have preached it. You know, He doesn't want to send anybody to hell. He's not sending anybody to hell. It's their own choice. Right up until they draw their last breath. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel His love, don't you? So there's a place where He can offer you $1 million every day. And you can be baptized in it. You can be baptized in it. And then you're renewed in a disposition. And so it's like one offsets the other. Until we get through this thing and get into the outpouring of atmosphere, we need to be, you know, baptized, anesthetized in the drunk in. You say it's an illusion. I'll take this illusion. It's God's illusion. Hallelujah. Well, they were wrong. They did me wrong. Well, if I didn't know it, even if they did me wrong, I'm the better for it. If I'm so drunk on God, and if you do me wrong, what hurts is when you do me wrong and I catch it. You say, you're dumb, you're ignorant, you're stupid. You just close your eyes to everything. No, I'm doing my best to focus on Him because I know this. If I focus on this, that, and the other, it'll all... Jesus said, the poor you always have with you. But skirmishes in the flesh you always have with you. Your best to just get drunk in Him. Be not conformed, but be drunk. Be drunk. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So somebody will come along and say, you're dumb as a rock. You're dumb. Don't you know that they were being smart with you? I would like to be so far over in His mind that I don't even catch it. Problem is, I catch it too much now. I can forgive, but I'm still catching it. I'd like to just not even catch it. I'd like to realize 6 months later, you know, they were really slamming me. They were really... I just like to really not even catch it. Because I'm off someplace else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm pretty quick about, I know what people are. No, just... What you're doing is wearing that. Knock it off, Ralph. Hallelujah. Well... None of us can do it of ourselves. There's two things that will help you in it. The Word. Man, I love the Word. I've been reading. I think Homer's got me hooked on the Psalms. David did his best Psalm when he did 23. We can all vote on it, but mine counts the most. 23 is it. You just don't want for anything if you're in His presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands, magnify Him. I exalt you and praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I was thinking when Bronk was talking about, I thought about, you know, us as parents, if our child came up to us and they'd gotten hurt or something, we wouldn't say, I'm not going to help you right now. Let me let you stay that way for a little while. You know, you wouldn't say that to your child. And the Father, He wants everything good for us too. When we go to Him, He wants us touched and healed right then. He doesn't want us to, the healing to wait. You know, He wants you to be whole right then. And well, there was a man, the Word, that said, Lord, if you will, I can be made whole. And God said, I want to. I will. So it's like, of course, God wants us to be made whole. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. May have had a good time tonight.
Amen.
There's a cover charge for it. Hallelujah. Worship you.